You're listening to 91.5 Blessing, WHCB, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. And it's 6 o'clock. It's time for our prayer time get-together. Did you make a lot of decisions already today? I know before the day's out, you will have made many. It starts, of course, when you decide whether or not to get out of bed in the morning. Maybe you've taken your shower or bath prior to going to bed. Maybe you do that in the morning to help wake you up. I don't know. You make decisions on what kind of clothes to put on, how cold it's going to be or warm it's going to be, makes you decide what kind of clothes to wear. You really make a decision where you're going to go, if you're going to go where you're supposed to, if that's work or school, or if you're going to play hooky and not do what you're supposed to do. You make a decision. It may not be a conscious decision, but you make one. And throughout the day, then, you make decisions. What are you going to eat? What are you not going to eat? You going to trade that sandwich for something else, or what are you going to do? So we know that every day we decide a lot of things. But most of them are not life-shaping or life-changing. There are some that are, though. For example, you decide who you're going to marry. That's very life-changing. Or if you're going to buy a house and which house you're going to buy, or a new car, or if you've got a retirement vehicle or not. And I don't mean a retirement car. I'm talking about how you go about saving for your retirement. Or your giving to the Lord's work. Those are important decisions. And there is no end ever to decisions. Seems that it's a weariness of the flesh. But the most important decision, and I pray that you have already made it in the affirmative, but the most important, the most major decision that you'll ever face is whether to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior or not. The or not is the downside, it's the bad side, it's the wrong side. It's called rejecting Christ. And you have to face the world, you have to face the future on your own if you reject Christ. I don't know how anybody does that. I know how they reject Christ, but I don't know how they face the world on their own. That's why we have so many that are sickly among us. That's why we have so many mentally ill people. That's why we have so many broken people. That's why we have so many people with major difficulties, is because they chose to go forward on their own instead of having the Lord Jesus Christ make the way for them. Now, if you have come to that place and not made a decision, that's a decision to reject Christ. It's one that it determines our eternity. It determines our eternal destiny, whether it's heaven or hell. And so, you remember Joshua, who was the leader of the Israelites after Moses died. Joshua, in his book, chapter 24, verse 15, says, "If it seemeth evil to you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." As for me and my house, that means he and his family, they would serve the Lord. So this is it's a way that you make a decision, is that you decide. Now, there's more to this thing of coming to faith in Christ than just decisions. I know we're talking about decisions, but there's more than just decisions. There is a drawing of the heart and life to Christ by the Holy Spirit of God. You see, the Holy Spirit of God convicts men and women of their sin, convinces them of their need of a Savior, and gives them a leading to the Savior himself, to Jesus Christ. And so it's important for us, as we come to this point of decision, to understand we're not on our own. God is helping us, awakening us, drawing us, bringing us to himself. We remember the story of the rich man and Lazarus. If you look at the story, you'll find it there in Luke chapter 16. It's in verses 19 through 31. We don't have time this morning to read it. But Lazarus died and was taken to paradise. And the rich man died and he woke up in hell. There is no second chance in that story. There's no return or hope beyond the grave if you've rejected Jesus Christ. When Jesus died on the cross, he cried out, "It is finished." And some are just like Governor Felix, who put off making a decision there in Acts 24:25. He said, "I'll put it off until a more convenient time, one that's better for me." But procrastination is not a good thing. Procrastination has sent many people to hell. They wait for a better circumstance, waiting for whatever it is that comes, and it never comes. And they never come to grips with the most important decision a person can ever make. And they are ruined then forever. There are many more stories in Scripture we can give. For example, the story of the rich young ruler in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19, verses 16 through 26. The riches and the possessions of this rich young ruler, as he was called, blinded his eyes. He went away sorrowful. He had great possessions, Scripture tells us. In Matthew 16, 26, puts it this way, "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" And that is the question. Let's go to prayer, shall we? Heavenly Father, it's your day. It is you who have called us. It's you that we serve. And so I pray, Lord, that there will be those called to faith in Christ today, and that we who are in Christ would serve you properly in this day. Now, Lord, we ask for your provision. We ask for you to guide us. We ask for you to be in charge of our lives, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.